So reading from Bhajan Rahasyam. This is practically the end of the chapter. This is chapter 5. Panchamayam Sarana. This is, as it's been going on mostly every class, is Bhaktivinoda Thakur is elaborating on one and only one word of this fifth shloka of Shikshastakam, Ayananda Tanusha Kinkaram. This word, Kinkar. Kinkar means servant. Kinkar is servant, male servant, and Kinkari is female. O son of Nanda Nandan, I am your eternal servant. Somehow I have fallen in this horrible ocean of material suffering. Please lift me up from this ocean of birth and death. Keep me fixed as an atom in the dust of your lotus feet, as a particle in the dust of your lotus feet. Stita duli sadrisham vijantiya. So this particular verse 20, text 20, is another prayer for Radhadasyam, a prayer to attain the position of a maidservant of Sri Radha, who attracts the mind of Krishna. So all of these are prayers which are meant to give a direction to our own prayers and give a direction to our own aspiration. What is our goal? What is our sankalpa? What is our resolution? Where do we want to go? What do we want to do? Who do we want to be with? Whom do we want to serve? These are the vital questions of a sadhaka. Concerning the subject matter of sadhya, sadhya means the goal of our sadhana. What is the goal of our practice? Where is our practice leading to? What is the direction? What direction are we going to or going toward? And what do we want to attain by the practice that we're engaged in? Do we only want to attain momentary values or temporary benefits in the here and now? Or are we striving for something more long-lasting? Or are we looking for something everlasting and permanent and of ultimate value? Of course, human life is meant to find something of the ultimate, topmost value. Prema Pumarta Mahan. The pumarta, the ultimate value, the valuable attainment for the human being, pumarta. Arta means a valuable attainment. The most valuable attainment for the pumsa, for the man, the human being, is of course Krishna prema. And prema takes different forms. There's different dhammas, different holy places where prema is exchanged between the Lord and his devotees. Different forms of the Lord and different varieties of prema itself. Madhurya Prem, Sakya Prem, Vatsalya Prem. So this book is all about Madhurya Prem, and it's a very specialized form of Madhurya Prem, which is called Parakiya Bhav, and it is a type of love which is held within the hearts of the Brajagopis, and within that realm of Madhura Prem, or Madhura Rati, there's a specialized type of love that's directed towards Srimati Radharani, which is called Bhavalas Rati, or this Mandri Bhav. So this verse is from Sri Radharas Sudaniti by Prabhupada Saraswati. This is text 39 from that work, sacred work. Venam karani patitam skalitam shikandham brashtam chapita vasanam brajarajasuno yasya kataksha sharagatta vimorchitasya tam radikam paricharami Kadarasena. When will I delight in the service of Radha, whose arrow-like sidelong glance causes Sri Nanda Nandan to faint? And that same glance from the corner of Radharani's eyes makes Krishna's flute fall from his hands. And that glance from her eyes makes the peacock feather crown slip off of his head. And that same glance makes the yellow dhoti, his yellow dhoti, fall from his body. He drops his dhoti just by a Radha Kripa Kataksha. Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. This verse we of course discussed during Purushottam month in our classes on Radha Rasudaniti. And again it's being included here that the Manjari, the devotee, is praying He's glorifying, first of all, glorifying his Ishtadevi, or Devata, you could say Devata, Ishtadevata or Ishtadevi, Srimati Radharani. How much prabhav, how much influence and power you have over Krishna. So much power that only one particle of your glance, Kripa Kataksha, Asaksha, just the corner of your eye can, a sidelong glance can have so much effect on Krishna. He drops his flute, his turban, and his dhoti. So what's left? There's nothing covering his head, nothing covering his body, and he has nothing to do because all he ever does is play the flute. Play the flute, eat a little bit, and sleep. And when he gets really enthused, he dances around. So you've taken everything from him. You've taken the covering of his head. You've taken the cloth around his body. Pitambara, ambara means covering. The yellow covering of his body, the yellow dhoti, pitambara dhoti. And you've taken his action, his karma, his work. He can't play the flute. You've taken his flute. You've disarmed him. His arm, his weapon is his flute. Playing his flute, then he controls all of Braj. He controls the movements of all the cows with his flute playing. He controls the movements of all the coward boys with his flute playing. He controls the movements of all living entities with his flute playing. He plays his flute and the Yamuna goes backwards. He plays his flute and the rocks on Govardhan start rolling down the hill and melting. The solid objects turn into liquid. Red rivers and lakes become solid and frozen. Birds stop in their path. Cows stop chewing the grass. Everything either moves or stops. Everything is controlled by his flute. What to speak of us, we gopis. We drop everything when we hear Swajana. Tustyajam Swajana Aryapatam Chahitvam. Uddhava Mahashaya glorifies the gopis. He says, Tustyajan Swajana. Aryapatam Chahitva. Hitva means we reject the path of Aryan behavior, Aryapat. And the Swajanan. Our own Swajanan means our own people. What our relatives think, our parents think, our Loka Dharma, Sri Dharma, Lok Vichar, what anyone thinks or considers, we don't care. Dustijan. Any bad opinion, people speak badly or scold us, we don't care. We give up everything. Bejur Mokundam, Padavim Shruti Vimrigyam, Vimrigyam. We simply run to Bejur Mukundam Padavim. Bejur, we simply run to serve, to worship Bejur Mukundam Padavim. We simply run. We give up, we renounce everything, family, children, dharma, sati dharma, everything. We give up village, social consideration, relatives, shame, name, fame. We drop everything and we run. We run into the forest to serve the lotus feet of Mukunda, which is very difficult. Shruti bir vimrigyam, which is very difficult for even the shrutis to attain. Practically impossible. We do that. So this is the gopis. So they're also controlled by the flute. But now Radharani, that flute which controls all of these persons and items and animals and birds and even the gopis in Vrindavan, now somehow the Vamshidhar, Muralidhar, the holder of that flute, he's become totally enthralled and captivated by Radharani's sidelong glance. And just receiving one sidelong glance, he's been knocked off his rocker. As they say, knocked off his rocker. He's been plummeted from his position. He's been toppled. He's been defeated and conquered. His flute dropped off, turban dropped off, his dhoti dropped off. And that's what to speak of it. Being humiliating, that's embarrassing. It's one thing to drop your turban. It's another thing to drop your flute. But dropping your drawers? dropping your drawers is really embarrassing. One thing is humiliating, but this is utterly embarrassing. If your pants fall off in public. So he's standing here without his dhoti and Digambara. So he's become immobilized. And Radharani has reversed the functions of nature. She's reversed the functions of nature, as Krishna reverses the functions of nature with a flute playing. Radharani has reversed the functions of nature with the playful glances from her eyes. Krishna's flute playing reverses the nature of the objects. Solid objects become liquid. Liquid objects become solid. Moving things become immobilized. Immovable things start to move. And all kinds of topsy-turvy, upside-down things happen. So Radharani, with the playful sidelong glances of her eyes, she makes everything opposite happen. Turbans are supposed to stay on the head, not fly on the ground. Dhotis are supposed to stay wrapped around your body, not flop off on the ground. Flutes are supposed to stay held in your hands and pressed to your lips, not fly off on the ground. So everything's reversing, assuming opposite nature, reversing the nature with her flute playing. Sidelong glances. So that Radharani, who's being glorified, so much glorified in this verse, this Prabhupada Saraswati, in a mood of a Sakhi or Manjari, is praying that, when will I delight in your service, Radharani? When will I be walking with you? When will I see this? What a sight! What humorous sight! There's so many Mukhya and Gona Rasas. This is Gona Ras, the secondary Ras, which is coming, undulating like waves within the ocean of the Mukhya Ras. He's undulating, rising and falling like waves within the major Ras. The major Ras is Madhura Rati, Parakiya Bhav. But under this circumstance or this Leela, this setting, then there's rising and falling of this Hasya Ras. There's so much laughter in this. It's very funny. You can imagine Krishna's dhoti falls off. All the sakis and mantris are there walking with Radharani, and Krishna's on the banks of the Yamuna. He's standing there, he's playing his flute, leaning against the kadamba tree. Then Radharani comes with some mantris to collect some water from the Yamuna, and she glances at Shyam. Then he sees, look. And they're covering their faces. The mantris and sakis are covering their faces with their veils, edge of their saris, and trying to repress their laughter and laugh within themselves instead of rolling on the footpaths in the Prem Gully and Man Gully and Don Gully, rolling on the gullies of along the banks of the Yamuna Tata, repressing their belly laughs. And trying to internalize her laughter and smiling from ear to ear and pointing. And Krishna said, oh my God, what happened to my dhoti? And now he wasn't as fortunate as Draupadi. Krishna didn't have the fortune of Draupadi. Draupadi was in Hastinapur, and Shakuni or one of those guys, was trying to strip Draupadi and was pulling on her sari, and she said, Hey Bhagavan. So she cried out, she surrendered, Atma Samarpan, Sharanagati. Draupadi finally surrendered, threw up her two arms, Hey Bhagavan, Narayan. And then Narayan came and gave her miles and miles of sari, so her chastity was preserved and she was protected in that assembly of Kshatriyas. But here, Bhagavan himself, he can't protect himself. Bhagavan can protect his devotee. Vishnu Narayan, he can protect his devotee Draupadi and keep her sari on her body to protect her chastity and keep her from an embarrassing situation. But in Vrindavan, Bhagavan can't even protect himself from Radharani's sidelong glance. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Vrindavani Shri Radharani Ki Jai. So here, Radharani reigns supreme. Radhe, 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe, 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe, 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 Jai Shri Radhe. Radhe, 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 Jai Shri Radhe. Radhe, 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 Radhe. Just see, Krishna's in bank of the Jamuna, and Radharani, she's not some powerful Kshatriya from the Kauravas army, like Shakuni and Dushasan, and they're Maharatis, and they're so powerful, they can fight with 10,000 elephants and hold off thousands of soldiers with their astras and weapons. It's a gentle, tender tanvi. It's called tanvi. Tanvi means her tanu. Tanvi means her body. It's very gentle, tender, and soft. She's a kumari. She's a beautiful, soft girl. But she just looks in one glance, doing, do. And Bhagavan, he can throw his arm, he throws his arms up. He also, Krishna is also throwing his arms up, like Draupadi threw up her arms. Hey, oh, I throw my arms above my head, I surrender. Oh, help me, I'm not holding on anymore. I can't hold on anymore. Narayan, save me, Narayan, Narayan. So then he saved. So the same thing happened, because we heard, because the falling of the dhoti is the last thing. First, Krishna's turban fell off. So and then Krishna's turban fell off, but he's holding tightly to his flute. But then as Radharani cast another sidelong glance, then he dropped his flute. And when Krishna dropped his flute, what happened to his arms? His arms went up like this. Oh, oh, I dropped my flute. So he raised his arms above his head. So as Draupadi raised her arms above her head in submission, Krishna raised his arms above his head in submission. So Krishna's arms, Bahutuli, Bahutuli, his arms are raised above his head in submission. And he's not chanting Narayan, he's chanting Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Hey, what are you doing? You took my turban and my precious prized flute. So he's in submission. But does Radharani give him more dhoti? No, she snatches that one off. So he can't even hold, even though he's submitting with two arms above his head like Draupadi submitted to Narayan, Krishna's submitting. Even though he submitted, he couldn't keep on his dhoti. Radharani just boom. Slipped it off. And then in that assembly, in that grand assembly, not of Kshatriyas in Hastinapur, but in that grand assembly of Sakis and Mandris on the bank of the Yamuna, he became duly embarrassed. And his chastity was defiled. All those lusty, coward girls saw Sakshat Darshan of Krishna in a very confidential way. You can understand my language. But such a sight was not granted to Shakuni and Dushasthan and Duryodhan and all these demoniac kings in Draupadi's side. But and Vrindavan, as they say, in Vrindavan, anything goes. So now we'll read the Bengali translation of this verse. Janhara katakshashare Shri Krishna murchita harahaite vamshikase Shikanda Skalita Pitavastra Brastahaya Seirara Charan Kabiyami Rasa Joge Kariba Sevan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has put this Sanskrit verse into the common language of Bengali, which was more useful and user friendly, you could say, to the people of the time of Bengal. Bengali, they know, that's their vernacular, but Sanskrit is somewhat tough for them. They don't know the vocabulary, first of all. They may even be able to read it. So if they were to read the original Radharasura Nidhi and see the verse, they say, okay, I read it, but what does it mean? You say Vamshi, we say Vamsuli. You know, so there's different words. I don't know the vocabulary. So even if you can read the language, if you don't know the vocabulary, it doesn't mean anything. It's like me, I can read Hindi, but I don't know so much vocabulary. Oh, da 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 da. And what does that mean? So he put everything in Bengali. So they have no problem. They know the meaning of the words, and then, so therefore they can understand the concepts and have some purview into the subject matter. So that was his great contribution. Translation, it's similar. Janhara, but it's quite specific. He says, Janhara katakshashare Sri Krishna murchita. Murcha, murka. Murcha means kind of like dumb, like a fool, like fainting. With a sidelong glance, Kataksha, Shrimati Radharani makes Sri Krishna faint. Kare vaiti vamshi kase shikanda skalita. Krishna's flute drops from his hand. The peacock feather falls from his crown, and his yellow dhoti slips off his waist. Pitavastra brashta, like we say yoga brashta. We say yoga brashta in Bhagavad Gita. So Pitavastra brashta haya. Brashta, he loses, he breaks, his yellow dhoti breaks, he loses, he drops it. It falls from him. Se Radhacharan, Kabe Ami Rasa Joge, Karibe Sevan. Absorbed in delight, when will I serve the lotus feet of Radha? So we'll continue there tomorrow reading the commentary. So this is our prayer. This is a very humorous pastime that's being depicted here by Prabhupada Saraswati. And we can keep this sight in our mind. So now we have both of our lords, our Lord Gaur and our Lord Krishna. Both of them are in Braj Mandal. Both are together. A very nice meditation for us. Our Gaur Leela has brought us to Mathura. Our Lord Gauranga, he is dancing in ecstasy, Premananda, Prema, and his Brahman is Prema Vishta. And may we also pray that we can become Prema Vishta. Vishta means like a vesh, like you say, Griha Pravesh, entrance, absorbed in, that we can become enveloped, that someday we may become enveloped in, absorbed in, enter into this deep prema within the heart of Lord Chaitanya, and also dance with him and be embraced as Brahma was embraced by the Lord. Ek Vipra. May we also be embraced by the Lord, embraced by his prema, touch him and touch his prema. The Brahman Sparshe, he's touched the Lord's feet. Charana Dharya Sparshe, he clutched the Lord's feet. And when he was clutching the Lord's feet, he was offering his heart at the Lord's feet. So may we clutch the Lord's feet and offer our heart at the Lord's feet and touch his feet and touch his heart and touch his mercy. And then rise up, receiving that mercy, we'll rise up from ignorance and illusion and throw it all off, raise our hands above the head and dance face to face with the Lord. My Lord, Gauranga. And the Lord will look at us and we'll look at him. We'll be dancing together. Hari, Hari. And he'll bless us with his prema drishti. Then he'll reach out. He'll see how much sincerity, how much clarity and purity is in our heart. Say, yes, you are mine. I know you want me, and I am yours, and you are mine. And now I'll show it. I'll confirm it for all times. And he wraps his beautiful golden arms around our back and shoulders, and pulls us to his chest and crushes us in a warm embrace. Ashlishiva paravatam banashtamam. Ashlishyamam Parvazamanashtam. The Shlishyamam is in bridge. Darshanam Kurutava. So, this is what's happening. So, our Lord Gauranga, we're leaving him, and Keshwaji and Mandir are dancing in ecstasy before his beloved Keshwa with his beloved devotee, one Brahman, and everyone else is also joined in the Sankirtan. Stop looking with the jaws dropped. They're also chanting Hari and Krishna. Everyone's dancing around in a circle like we often do. We put two devotees in the middle. When we have Sankirtan, two devotees are in the middle, and everyone's dancing in a circle. So everyone's in a circle dancing around Lord Chaitanya. Now we come into Braj Leela, and Krishna's there, and he's in a circle. He's in the Gopigan, Sakigan on the banks of the Jamuna, with no dhoti. He's standing without dhoti, dropped his turban and flute, and the gopis are laughing, It's a very funny scene, and the mantri is standing with folded hands. Oh, may I never forget this scene. May I always remember this beautiful darshan. What a darshan. What a darshan I'm receiving today. Did you take darshan of Krishna today? Did you see the deity today? Did you see Prananath today? Did you see Priyatam today on the banks of the Yamuna? I sure did. I'll never forget that one. Now I'll remind him of it later. Hey, remember Krishna when your dhoti fell off? Oh boy. So these two, we have Krishna on the banks of the Yamuna and we have Gauranga and Mathura. So that's how we'll close our day and we'll drift off to sleep remembering these two lords and wake up tomorrow and rejoin their Leela. Hare Krishna.